You know, some days are yap sesh days, and some days are not. And I'm just not feeling like yapping today. But unfortunately, yapping is my job, so I will continue to yap and I will not be stopped.
Is it weird if I text and check in? I just want to make sure they're doing okay.
Hey, it's Maya Adele with Hope You're Okay. Well, no turning back now. Shy bay, shoddy boo, skiddly beep boop bops. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Hope You're Okay. I'm your host, Maya Adele. What's in my hair? Here's a question. What the heck? Ugh, guys, I'm getting the hair itch. You know when, like, you just redid your hair, like, a week ago, and you're like, but what if? Hear me out. What if? That's what's happening. I mean, it's been longer than a week, but I'm just, like, tired of this. Anyways, hey, Pookies, how are you? Today I'm feeling frustration. I'm feeling negativity. Today will defo be a shorter episode. I want you guys to know that I recorded a literal hour and 15 minute episode for you last week as a treat, as a little treat, because you've all been such brave girls. And and I couldn't, like, I tried to edit it and all of the footage got messed up. Like, it wouldn't, it's a lot of technical jargon, is that the word, jargon, but just know that I had a whole episode and I was doing really well and I've been really consistent, and then no, so that's really frustrating. But we're back, we're better than ever. I said I wanted to do shorter episodes anyways. I know you guys enjoy shorter episodes anyways, because sometimes, you know, sometimes you have the time to sit down and listen to an hour long podcast, and sometimes you don't. Sometimes you just don't. Sometimes you just need the equivalent of what would be a very, very long voice memo from a bestie. And that's what I'm going to give you here today. Today we are talking about the art of dating a man with a girl best friend. Should we do it? Are we against it? Are we for it? Who's to say? I'm to say. I'm to say today, here and now. So we're going to be talking about that. I've got a few housekeeping things like that. So getting right into housekeeping, I actually have been stalling this whole time because I actually cannot find my housekeeping. I don't remember what note it's in. I'm super professional and I do write these things down in my notes app on my phone. Oh yeah. Okay. So housekeeping for this week. I started YouTube again. Okay. So I've been doing YouTube now for 2 weeks consecutively. 2 weeks. It is not for the week. It is not for the week. And I knew it wasn't. I always knew it wasn't for the week. But my goodness. Golly gosh. Yeah. I post one video a week. I post on Sundays. My YouTube channel is Maya Adele if you're interested in finding a new something to watch. I've been getting back. Whoa. I just got so lightheaded. Whoa. My brain feels like a smoothie blender. Hold on. Okay. So sorry. We had to take a little break. Had to get my water, take a little drink. Here's with some Stanley ASMR for you. Hold on. Yeah, because I haven't had any water today. I've been drinking my Alani. Here's the cherry twist, Alani. You hear how empty that sounds? Because I've been chugging it and not drinking water. So that's my bad. But anyways, as we were saying, started YouTube again, and it is not for the ill and faint of heart. Sorry, the irony of me saying faint of heart and having just been lightheaded because of the heart thing that I have going on. Anyway, what was that? Now I'm getting, like, pot's brain. Okay, I've lost my train of thought on the YouTube thing, so we're just going to continue with other things. But just know that I have started YouTube again, and I'm only vlogging. I'm not doing, like, main channel type content, because that's just not the kind of content that my heart is in, especially when it comes to YouTube. I'm just not, I did that once and I loved it at that time. Oh, I think I was going to say that I've really been getting back into watching YouTube. And I think I said this last episode, but I truly feel like YouTube is coming back. I feel like it's on the uprise. I feel like maybe I just feel that way because I'm watching it again and I'm posting again. So I'm like, woo, turn up, raise the roof. YouTube is back. But I feel like, I don't know, maybe because everybody was like, scared about the TikTok situation, that like YouTube is starting to come up a little bit. But I'm watching YouTube vlogs again. I watch them while I like edit or while I'm like clocked in at work, things like that, in the morning. And it's been kind of nice to just have like 45 30 minutes 20 minutes of TV, especially since most TV shows now are like an hour long, like 40 minutes to an hour long. That's why I watch a lot of kids TV, because like I don't have 45 minutes in a day to watch an episode of TV. The most TV that I watch on a day-to-day basis is when I'm doing my makeup, and it does not take me 45 minutes to do my makeup, which is why I watch Bluey so often, because at least I can watch like 3 episodes of Bluey. They're 8 minutes long, and I feel like I've watched TV for the day. Anyways, why am I talking about Bluey? Sidebar. I don't know if you guys are Bluey fans, but we are Bluey fans in this household. And by household, I mean my bedroom. My roommate does not watch Bluey. The Hope You're Okay household is a Bluey household. And the episode of The Sign just came out, which is like their finale episode, their like movie type thing. It was 30 minutes long. It was so cute. I made my boyfriend watch it with me. Made is a strong word. I simply asked and he said yes, because he's a precious angel. And yeah, we watched it yesterday and it was literally so cute. That show means so much to me. Anyways, I am getting sidetracked in housekeeping today. The only other things I wanted to talk about were the fact that I have this new nail day hobby. Basically, I talked about it a lot in the episode that got scratched, so I'm just going to give you an overview. Basically, there's this little ring that I have. It's on my TikTok storefront, but this is not sponsored in any way. I just went and got my nails done a few weeks ago, and I started using this little ring that I did a brand deal for a few, like maybe a month ago or so. Basically, you Bluetooth connect it to your phone, and then you can like click through the Kindle app and TikTok. And so I was scrolling through Instagram using this little ring, and it was so nice because the ring, I mean, is obviously on your finger, and so I can click it with my thumb if I wear it on my pointer finger. And then my nail tech girl, like, I don't have to be moving my hands from her, you know, because sometimes it's awkward to like try and use your phone while you're, because she's trying to do your nails. But then also I cannot physically just sit there for an hour while she does my nails, which is the most privileged problem to have. But it was a problem that I had, and now it's been solved. So hopefully that makes sense. I went into a lot of detail in it in last week's episode that never went up. Really upsetting that you guys will never get that episode. Maybe you will one day, but you won't for now, because I was raging. What are the kids saying these days? Crashing out? That was me. Espresso came out this week, and it is the summer pop song. I am praying, hoping, begging she comes out with whatever album that song belongs to in the next like month. Please, Sabrina, please do it for me, girl. Sabrina and I are BFFs, in case you didn't know. And I'm waiting for that album, which, I mean, if it's anything like Emails I Can't Send, it's going to be equally depressing and like really good music as it is going to be bops. But I just know from the vibe of Espresso that there's got to be at least another summer bop in that album lineup. I know that there is, because that song is so me this summer. Like, what? Think about me. Espresso. Like, yeah, that's so me. So me. Anyways, okay, let's get into what we're talking about. So today we are talking about, I forgot. Oh yeah, can he have a girl best friend? Okay, this is a topic that I'm actually only talking about to broadcast what somebody else has already said. Not a single original thought I've had, because this video that I saw on TikTok this week single-handedly changed my opinion on whether or not guys can have girl best friends. Like, literally single-handedly. Because, okay, so let's just start from the beginning. A very good place to start. When you read, okay. So, first there was light and dark. Then some other stuff. And then Adam and Eve. Okay, and Adam didn't have any girlfriends. No, Eve was his girlfriend. And that was how I assumed it should always be. Okay, I'm gonna stop. Okay, so I don't even know if I've talked about this on the podcast before, but prior to, I mean, okay, let me just start over. So I'm saying that this girl on TikTok, and I don't remember her name or anything about her. I'm so sorry, girl. Hopefully those of you who have seen the video know what I'm talking about. But basically it was a very short talk video, and she was like, I think she started it with, I will only date guys who have girl best friends. And that was a really good hook, girl. If you're here, if you're listening, this is for the girl who made the video. If you're not the girl who made the video, girl, listen, that was a really good hook. Like, content creator to content creator, you really ate it up with that one, because you did say that and I immediately was sad. I was sad. And I aspire to reel the people in. like you do. Nice one. Anyways, so she said, I only date guys with girl best friends. And at first I was like, because that's just such a hook, you know? She had me reeled in. Anyways, she went on to then explain and say that she only dates men who have girlfriends. She doesn't trust guys who don't have girlfriends, which I have said in the past and can wholeheartedly agree with. She was basically saying that, like, if a guy doesn't have friends that are girls, she doesn't trust him. And I think so too, because I don't understand the phenomenon of, like, you want a man who only hangs out with other men. You want a man who is not, like, I, especially at the age that I'm currently at. I'm 21, okay? At this point in my life, I'm also not single, so I'm not even looking anymore. But when I was single, I was single at 20-ish, 21. At that point in my life, at this age in my life, there's no way that a man that is my age has not run into women in his life. Just on the street, at school, class, something. You mean to tell me you made it through 21 years, 22 years, 23, 4, however many years you are, having never met a woman that liked you enough to call you a friend? Ever? Dear, I'm... I just don't trust it. I just don't trust it. I don't understand, because I have friends that are guys that I would never kiss in a million years. And so what I've always said is that girls and guys can't be friends without one of the two falling for the other. I think I've talked about this on a podcast episode. I'm 90% sure, but it was a really old episode. I was in, like, early years of college, okay? And I stand by that statement. I think that you can push through. I think that, like, at the point that I'm at right now, I have guy friends in my life that I know have had feelings for me in the past. Like, not like they were madly in love with me, but, like, they had a crush on me. They had a thing for me. They would have been interested in dating. And I had guy friends that I had felt that way about in the past. I don't have any currently anymore, but I did. And there was a time when it was platonic between the two of us, and neither of us had active feelings. But I think that at some point in a girl-guy friendship where both people are attracted to the opposite sex, there's going to be attraction, most likely, on one side or the other. That doesn't mean that they can't, like, lose that attraction and it becomes so platonic. But at one point, somebody had it. And if you swear, if you're thinking of a guy, if you're thinking of a girl, if you're thinking of your one friend of the opposite sex or your three friends of whoever, and you're like, I have never, would never, will never see that man like that. You don't understand. I've seen him at his lowest. That's fine, girl. And I believe you. And I believe you. But that doesn't mean that he hasn't. Yeah. So let that settle into your spirit. But then immediately move on, because we don't have time. It's not what we're talking about today. But that being said, I don't... That's not me saying that I don't want men to have female friends or girl friends. Friends that are women around them. Because I think that that is a good sign. And after watching this video, I would go so far as to say a green flag. Basically, she was saying that if she meets a man who has no girlfriends, that she takes that as a indicator that they probably don't respect women as much as they should. Or they don't see women as actual people. And they see women as, like, conquests or, like, just, like, things to date. Not things, but kind of. And I kind of agree with her. She kind of ate down on that one. Basically she was saying that, like, a guy having girlfriends proves that he can see women beyond the like, he can see a value of a woman beyond dating her. Like, he doesn't see a girl as just something to date or someone to sleep with, et cetera, et cetera. Like, he sees the girl as a person, as a whole person with other things to offer other than, like, romance. And that is such a good point. That is such a good point. And I had never really thought about it that way before, but it's so true. However, she did then go on to say that she only thinks it's a problem when the guy calls the girl his girl best friend. And I agree. I agree. And so I came to you today to let you guys know that we are now in support of men with best friends. And if the best friends are girls, score. Huzzah. Okay? However, However, we are still not in support of the girl best friend, like, trope. Does that make sense? Because I don't remember if she said it or if I thought it in my brain or if I read a comment. Either way, we all have a hive brain now, so it really doesn't matter. Speaking of hive brain, did you guys see that JoJo Siwa's song was, like, somebody else's song before it was hers? And she, like, allegedly was trying to pretend like she wrote it. That was crazy to hear. That was wild. But anyways, basically what I'm saying is that, like, if he calls her a girl best friend, then it's like, okay, so she's like, so why isn't she just your best friend though? Or like one of your friends, one of your best friends. Why are you putting girl in front of it? Like, why are you distinguishing her from the others? I don't understand why. And I stand by that for the opposite as well. Like, I'm not going to call my guy friends my guy best friends, like, to people that I'm talking to. Maybe to distinguish in my brain when I'm thinking to myself late at night and I'm like, and I'm going to invite my BFF, the girlies though, not the guys. Like, you know, maybe like that. But when I'm talking, I'm not going to be like, yeah, my guy best friend, blah, 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 blah. Maybe I would when I was single and I was like in love with my guy best friends, my high school, middle school days, but not now. They're just my friends. Like, I just have friends, and some of them are girls and some of them are guys, and that's just how it is. And I think that that's healthy on both accounts. So, all of that being said, we are strong supporters of men who can have girl friends, especially since that now shows, we now know that science shows that that means that they respect women more.
I can't tell if people are going to boo at me saying that. Don't care.
Maybe not respect women more, but I just feel like if you have a solid surrounding of women that, like, love and support you, that you love and support, that you see as, like, people, that's probably a good sign. And that's all I'm saying. And I rest my case. And I hope that this made sense. And I hope it gives you something to chew on and ponder on in your brain and in your noggin. Thank you. Okay, I just heard my roommate come home. Perfect timing. I do need to go to the gym now. Also, not shameless. No free ads, but the Alive app by Whitney Simmons. Loving it. I did a free trial last month for it. It's a workout app for those who don't know. Whitney Simmons is a gym influencer, fitness influencer. Yeah. Anyways, she has an app called Alive, and I did the free trial and I loved it. And I'm now actually paying $15 a month to continue using it. And that tells you a lot because I don't pay for anything. Okay, but Spotify. So, love it. Eating it up. About to go do another leg day, another killer leg day, and see these gains. Anyways, but before we do that, let's just do a quick little question of the week, a quick little that really sucks, a cry count, etc. So for the question of the week, our question of the week this week is really cash, really cutesy. Somebody asked how was / is college graduation, and I realized that I fully graduated college while I was gone on my podcast hiatus and never told you guys how that was. So graduation was great for me. 10/10, loved it. I'm not going to talk too much in depth about it because I'm running out of time on this episode, but I will say that if you're close to graduation, just know that it does get better after graduation. The amount of stress relief that comes from never having to be tested on 15 pages of knowledge, never having to write a 7-page paper, never having to do another research statistic assignment, 10 out of 10. I don't care that I'm going to have to pay rent / mortgage for the rest of my life. I will do that if that means I never have to turn in an annotated bibliography ever again. Thank you. So just know that from somebody who's graduated, I'm still riding that high. I graduated in December and it's April as of the time that I'm recording this, and I'm still riding that high. But yeah, so it's good. I would say just start organizing things as soon as possible, as early as possible. I booked my reservation for my graduation dinner in October, the beginning of October, the very beginning of October, and I graduated in December. Get there early. Know that your college graduation, if it's near other colleges, they normally tend to be really nice to their graduates and schedule them for the same night so that everyone's running out at the same time. Isn't that awesome? So just keep that in mind. Things will be packed. If you want to, like, reserve a venue for a graduation party, do that months in advance. If you want to reserve a dinner, months in advance. Send out invitations, months in advance. Do all of the things almost ridiculously in advance, to the point where, like, it's before finals, when you're not stressed out, that way it can all be squared away. You will thank yourself later. And yeah, I would say if you're trying to move out of the house, get that sorted before you graduate college, because the transition, from what I've heard, of graduating and moving home and then trying to move out is really stressful and hard. And I knew I wasn't going to be able to do that, especially since I was moving states, because I went to school in Florida and I was moving from Atlanta to Florida. So I moved before I graduated, and I cannot thank the Lord that I did that enough. Mwah, love it. 10 out of 10. Really great. 10 recommend. But yeah, so hopefully that answers your question. If you guys want me to do a full in-depth episode on, like, graduation and prep and things like that, and what I did and how it made it easier, I will do that. But that was our question of the week. Now it's time for our favorite segment that really sucks. And fortunately, I actually don't have anything to complain about right now. I'm not in a complainy type of way at this moment. However, I wanted to share a story that somebody gave me that really sucked for somebody else, so we can not laugh at them, but just lament with them, mourn with them even, because wow, that really sucked. Basically, my friend tells me this story about this guy that she was, like, texting, and he, you know when you send a voice memo, and actually, I don't know if girls do this, but you know when, my girlies, you know when a guy sends you a voice memo and you can tell that the voice memo was not organic? Like, he planned that he was going to say that. Like, for example, before I was dating my boyfriend, he would send me voice memos of him, like, laughing at something that I said in the previous voice memo, but, like, the voice memo would start out with him laughing. Now, who are you fooling? Now, I know you weren't laughing when you hit record. I know your tricks. So anyways, this guy was doing that. He was sending her voice memos, and he accidentally sent the same voice memo twice, like, word for word, like he was reading a script. And to make it worse, he fumbled over a word. Like, let's say that instead of espresso, he said expresso. And then he was like, oh, silly me, I meant espresso. Yeah. And he made that mistake, that little natural fumble. He did it twice. He did it in the first one he sent her and the second one he sent her. And she heard it. And I'm just, if that happened to me, I'm going to tell everyone that I went to Mexico, but I'm going to Italy. Anyways, so heart out to that man. Sorry to that man. And if he's hearing this, in the arms of the angels, fly away. Anyway, so that really sucked. But other than that, things have been really great. And I hope things have been really great for you too. I don't even think I have a cry count, except that I cried a few times in this past week, because I don't know if this is TMI, but I'm going to tell you anyway. I've been keeping track of my cycle on my Flow app as of recent, which I also want to do a whole, like, recording about for the girlies. But anyways, I've been keeping track of, like, my hormones and things like that, because I really want to learn that about myself early on in my adulthood. And I don't know what's going on, but I was so emotional the other day that I just felt the need to cry, but I wasn't sad, and so I kept on laughing and crying. I did it, like, 3 times. Anyways, I think that's it for today's video. It's happening. I'm creating too many different kinds of content. I think that's it for today's episode. Yeah, I hope you guys know how proud I am of your creation. I hope this episode made you a little bit happier, because I love you. I hope that hurt your earbuds with my love. I hope I hurt your earbuds, your eardrums, the inners of your ear with all of my love. I love you, and I hope that you're okay. Okay, see ya.